I'm here.
Can you hear the
music? Nope. Welcome to Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen, and it is Thursday, and that's the 5th of September. And you know what that means. Every day, one day closer to the debate. 5 days to go. 13 days until Donald is sentenced, which, you know, he has tried to do everything to avoid being sentenced. But he's going to be sentenced in 13 days. And, you know, it's sort of interesting. I really don't have anything to say about Hunter Biden specifically. But I would say this much. You know, Hunter Biden decided today to take an Alford plea, which essentially says that he's not guilty, but that he believes that the government has enough information to find him guilty, that they could make the case and it would stick in a courtroom, and he didn't want to take that chance. So he's saying, I'm not guilty, but I'll take it as if I were guilty, just to get it over, to get sentenced. Well, Donald is doing everything that he can do to avoid being sentenced. And in less than 2 weeks, that's what's going to happen. Now, I really don't have any sense for what Judge Mershon might do. And the reason I say that is because everything has been so silent that I don't think anybody knows. We all know that somebody like Donald, who had a similar conviction, would probably, almost certainly, get probation. Of course, the problem is, I said like Donald, and there's no one like Donald, and the point is that Donald has run his mouth off for more than months, for a long time, calling out the judge, calling out jurors, calling out witnesses, broke the gag order minimum 10 times, and then kept breaking it after the trial was over. And here's the thing. When you sentence somebody, you're supposed to be looking to see if that person is likely to commit any more crimes. And if you're not, then probation is probably a good choice. Now, the problem obviously is that Donald doesn't look like he isn't going to commit more crimes. In fact, he looks like he's certainly going to commit more crimes. And when I say crimes, I mean, it's a crime for him to threaten people. I understand he's a lot of called people names. He can do that. He certainly has a gag order in place to the extent that it is. And I don't know what the full extent of it is, but he's got a gag order. So if he's violating it, and he probably is, then there's certainly a reason for the judge to say, lock this guy up. And it might only be for 30 or 60 days. But if it were anybody else, a real human being, they would almost certainly say 30 days just because you're so disrespectful. Now, I can't tell you how fearful the judge is. I don't know. I know this much. Everybody's worried in dealing with these cases that Trump will send people out with death threats. I mean, that's what they're worried about. And I guarantee you, Mershon is worried about death threats. Now, I don't know if that means that he would hesitate to sentence the guy to 30 or 60 days. But then again, I guess you can imagine that if a person is scared enough, that they might do that. I mean, there's a reason to be afraid. Donald's out here essentially ordering people to threaten everybody. And anybody who says that's not happening, well, you're just lost. You're on Earth 2 in some kind of a, I don't know, zone of silence or something, cone of silence. Whatever it is, you're not here. You're not in the real world, because Donald sends out people all the time to threaten everyone that gets in his way. You know, death threats. So if I were Judge Mershon, and there's no question, he's getting death threats all the time from Donald's people. I would use that alone to put this guy in jail. Now, somebody would say, but do you want the threats? And they're going to come after your family. And, you know, well, that's too bad. I would take the threats. And I don't fight anybody, and I don't have guns and all that. I explained that for a long time. But, you know, I would not be afraid of Donald's death threats. I just wouldn't be. I understand why people are. If I were the judge, I wouldn't be. You've got to be strong enough to push back on criminals like this. And Donald's a criminal. Convicted. Felon. Nothing else to say. And he doesn't follow any of the rules. And he's going to break the law. Mershon knows that. Everyone knows it. So Mershon has the right to put this guy in jail for 30 days, 60 days. He could go up to 4 years. Some people have said to me, well, how can you put him in jail? What if he were the president? Can you put the president in jail? Yeah, you can. The president can be in jail. In fact, Jim Comey has explained this very thoroughly. You get a trailer and you put it up at Rikers. You put the Secret Service in and around the trailer. And you do legally what you're supposed to. You protect Trump. And then if Trump were the president, the Oval Office could be inside the trailer. Now, I know that sounds stupid, but on the other hand, it's stupid that we're even talking about this guy running for president. So I say sentence him. I understand 30 to 60 days would be a message. I'd give him more than a message. I'd put him away for 3 or 4 years. And that would be a legitimate decision for a judge. This guy's going to break the law. I mean, there's no doubt. I guarantee he's breaking the law right now. Fraud. I can tell you, and I know this for a fact, he's got an operation that gets donations from people. I'm not talking about the $1 from the people with dog food. That's separate. I'm talking about regular people send in $15, $20, $25, and the company, instead of just taking a one-time donation, hits that card every single month until somebody jumps up and says, I didn't sign up for this. And then Trump says, oh, so sorry. Didn't mean to do that. Now, this is a routine deal. He breaks the law. He's a criminal. He steals from people who donate to him. He lies. He defrauds people all the time. Doesn't pay his bills. Well, that's not illegal. You don't have to pay your bills. But there's no question. Judge Mershon has plenty to go on. If I were him, I'd just do it. Jail. Put him away. At least 30 to 60 days. At least. Okay, one of the things everybody's talking about today is Liz Cheney. And I don't have anything bad to say about her. Obviously, she and her father were bad people for a long time. And they're part of the Republican Party that does despise Donald. And you know, there's a giant part of the Republican Party that despises him. And as well, there's a large part of the party that will not go against him because they too fear death threats. I mean, this has been talked about. People in the party have admitted that they were afraid of getting death threats from Trump. I mean, again, it's a great reason for Mershon to just put him in jail. But all I'm going to say on this is that the Republican Party is paying such a price for losing every election, firstly, and then they're going to keep on losing. Everybody in the party knows you need to get rid of Trump. What does everybody want from him? What is it that anybody thinks? Well, first of all, they want to avoid death threats. You know, that's an amazing fact. This is admitted to all the time, off the record, to reporters. They report on this all the time. These are people in the party who are afraid to say something against Donald because people will come to try to kill them. Nice country. But anyway, that's what he does, and that's where this is. But the point is, what they really want, there's only one thing they want. Lower taxes for billionaires. And, you know, we could all understand easily the idea that people would like to have more money. But if you're a billionaire, I would certainly have to know why you even want any more money. What's the problem? Warren Buffett gives his money away. He's got billions and he gives it away. In fact, he gives it away to people who he thinks can give it away for him, specifically Bill Gates. Bill Gates gives away Warren Buffett's money. Now, Warren Buffett's got children and their jobs. He gave each child like $1 billion, and they're sort of in a contest which one can give away the money in the most effective, positive, constructive way. So obviously, they don't need lower taxes. They're just giving their money away. Bill Gates gives his money away. I think it's sort of interesting that George Soros gives his money away and people threaten him and call him names and act like he's some kind of a wild criminal. And really, all that's only about one thing. I guess you know what that's about. Jewish. Yeah. I mean, I hate to even say it because I don't even like to get into a discussion about these conspiracies against Jewish people. I'm Jewish, but I mean, I'm certainly not afraid of anybody on that basis. Nobody's ever called me a name, maybe once way long ago. I mean, you know, it doesn't really happen much anymore to most of us. But if you're George Soros, it happens to you. They certainly call him names. They say he was a collaborator with the Nazis. I mean, anything. That's, you know, he's the devil. Well, anyhow, it's because he's Jewish. I know that. And obviously, you've got Bill Gates giving away his money. No one bothers him. Warren Buffett gives away his money. They don't bother him. George Soros gives away his money, and everybody goes berserk. Now, I certainly can't explain it, but I know what it is, and I don't know what they're afraid of. I don't. That some socialist is going to get his money. George Soros, who trades commodities very, very effectively, makes lots of money as a capitalist who trades commodities with his very conservative best friend, Jim Rogers. The two of them, they make money. That's what you're supposed to do in America. You make money. But then he gives it to somebody and they say, well, he gave it to a communist or a socialist or some nutty thing. It just it doesn't make any sense. But they all say it and they all hate him. And this is sort of a comfortable way of being a Jew hater. Just throw it all on George Soros. Call him Rothschild. That's what they like to do. I don't even think they know what they're talking about. Well, I know they don't. They don't know what they're talking about. But anyway, he gives his money away to progressive causes. So do other people. Lots of people give money to progressive causes. But in the case of George Soros, that would be less reason to be upset because he made the money through a very normal capitalist system. The man bought and sold commodities. Wasn't stealing money from rich people and giving it away to somebody. No. He correctly analyzed markets and he made money. So, I don't know what it is. Well, I do, but I don't know what causes it. I don't know where people get the idea that they can be just, you know, totally immersed in Jew hating. And then they don't even have the guts to say it. They just say Soros. That's how it works. And he was a collaborator with the Germans. That's all they know. Anyway, Soros is a very good person, very smart person anyway. I don't know him personally. I'm not there. But I know Jim Rogers and he have been together for decades making money. So then the question is, what's wrong with all of these people who can think of nothing but how they can lower their taxes? And they're billionaires. I don't understand what the difference is. And if you've got $10 billion or if you've got $11 billion. Now, I understand if you're Donald and you've got no billion and you're bragging about what you've got and you don't have any of it. So that's another issue. But that's separate from all these people who want Donald to lower their taxes. Because Donald is one broke ex-president. Now, certainly, he gets paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year for being the ex-president. That's true. So he'll never be completely broke. He can always get a meal. But the other side is he's got nothing close to billions of dollars. Or let's say it this way. The only thing that he's got that is almost close is that idiotic company he has, DJT. So DJT yesterday was in the 16s, which lowered his net worth in the company down to about $1.7 billion. Now, you remember he had $10 billion, but now it's $1.7, and it keeps dropping. And as you probably know, if you've listened, as it drops, I keep talking about how low it can go. And the answer is, I think it could go to one. And like I say, one is a price where most people will buy almost anything for one. Because they figure one could be 1.25, 1.5. They might get something. I've seen companies like this that were bankrupt. And they'd be one, and they'd go to 1.5 and back down to one. I remember Refco, which is a former commodity trading company. And they were down to one, and it bounced all over the place. It was worthless. But they'd buy it and sell it between $2 a share. So maybe Donald can get one, would give him $100 million. So Greg asks, do you think that he might have bought it for the platform versus investment? Well, it's not like that. I don't know what he thought he was going to get out of this, Greg, but I know this much. When it went public as the SPAC, which is a special purpose acquisition company, at that point, it just so happens that it rocketed to $80 a share. And at that point, he had about, $9, $10 billion. So if he hadn't been thinking about it, he certainly thought about it that day. On the day that it hit $9 to $10 billion, I guarantee you he was thinking that he hit the jackpot because he didn't have anything. Man's broke. He's broke. He's been bankrupt 4, 5, 6 times. And when he's not bankrupt, he doesn't pay anybody anything. As I've said before, he just breaks the law. That's what he does. That's what he does for a living. He breaks the law. Greg says, I started a pager business in the early 90s to sell my customer list after 6 months for a profit in excess of $50,000. Okay, but you know something? You're just a regular person. Regular people do smart things sometimes. Donald's not regular, and he doesn't do anything smart ever. Ever. He took his father's money and diminished it to essentially nothing. And then he stole from the rest of his relatives and diminished that into essentially nothing. And then the only thing he ever made money at is that crazy television show. And it wasn't Donald that did anything. That was Mark Burnett. Mark Burnett made money for Donald. Because Donald has never made money doing a thing. So, end of Trump. Except, he sort of pulled the Marcus Welby that I always talk about, which is that, you know, instead of being a doctor who could take out your appendix, which obviously Robert Young could not do, Donald is a brilliant businessman who can fire people at will because he is so brilliant and successful. Well, he can just do anything because he's the best. And there are people who believe that. But again, it's the Marcus Welby thing. This guy can't do anything. Whatever he does is wrong, except for Mark Burnett told him what to do on the show, and he did it, and he made some money. He may be getting money off that show right now. So if he's got anything, it would be from there and also from his income coming out of the presidency. And all of this doesn't really help him much. I mean, it guarantees him he'll have a meal. And then, of course, he's selling, you know, these crazy trading cards, and he sells Bibles. Ever hear of Elmer Gantry? Well, everybody knows that's what this guy is. He's a grifter. He's a criminal. Now he's a criminal. Official criminal. Convicted. Felon. But all of this is going to take us up to the 10th, and we're going to find out what kind of courage Judge Mershon has got. Because this man breaks the law. He's going to break the law. He's got nothing. He's a nobody. He's a nobody who on Earth 2 looks like Biff in Back to the Future. Got a nice big tower. In fact, you've got to admit, you talk about somebody that was really brilliant. Steven Spielberg, when he put together that movie and he identified Biff with Biff Tower as this crazed person who ended up on Earth 2, essentially, you know, the sports scores, all that. Well, look, Spielberg was a genius. And where did Biff end up? Waxing cars. Well, Donald's days aren't over, and I am absolutely sure that he'll end up something like that. I've always said, go rake some leaves out in California to reduce the fires, which was one of his great theories. And all I can tell you is that he's going to end up somewhere like that. It's going to be unbelievably pathetic. Even I will probably feel sorry for him. But don't count on him making any money, or he shouldn't count on himself making any money off that stock. Because at $16, $17 a share right now, it would not take much to bring that thing down to a dollar. And then he'd, like I say, well, he'd have $100 million anyway. I'll tell you scared the heck out of me. What was that?
There was something that popped up.
Yeah, something popped up. I'm surprised I didn't go through the roof. No, don't be sorry. I'm just saying. I mean, I thought something was coming to get me. I thought, you know, death threats, but I didn't know. I scared me. That was rough. Okay. You got me. But I'd rather be gotten by you, Joe, than by, you know, the guy with that crazy picture you got hanging in the other room. That's I can't take that. But anyway, okay, so that's crazy. Mark Trump bought Trump Tower for $10 million. Do you know its value now? Hey, Greg, here's the problem. Do you know how much he owes on it now? That's the issue. And listen, I'm not making this up. No. Listen, he has not got $7.5 billion. The tower might be worth $7.5 billion, and he might owe $7.6 billion, meaning he's got nothing. Everybody knows, even without knowing, that real estate people borrow to the hilt against all their properties. Donald would for sure, because he needs cash. But yeah, Greg, a $10 million building went to $7.5 billion and Donald's got nothing. Now, believe me, that's right, because the people who do the analysis of the financial papers analyzed his papers, and they said that his only net worth was the money in that stock. That's it. Yeah, Greg, they take that. Greg says, why do they borrow against their properties? Well, to do other things with the money. But here's the point. He's done other things with the money. He's lost it all. Everything he's done, 100% failure. Oh, it's a tax write-off. But if you don't have anything, what are you writing off? Writing it off to what? The man is broke. I'm telling you. And I've seen it from the professionals who have analyzed his financial papers. But even if I didn't see it, I'd still tell you the man's broke. Because I just know him. I don't know him personally, but I know him. I know him so well. He lies every time he opens his mouth. He loses money every time he makes a deal. This guy has got nothing. Except for he's got 40 million people who think that he is, well, I don't know. Do they think he's Jesus? I don't know. If they said he's Biff and he should be out waxing cars, then I'd say those are smart people. No, Greg. See, this is the problem. I feel sorry for you, Greg, really. Look what he's written here. Trump has more money than you and me and all your listeners combined and multiplied hundreds of times. No. I'm going to tell you this, Greg. There is a very excellent chance that Donald has a negative net worth. Negative. Which means that both you and I are wealthier than Trump. We're wealthier than Trump. He's got negative. Now, I didn't say he doesn't have some cash in his pocket. I'll grant you he has that. But you take everything he owes and you take everything he's got, this man is negative. You're going to find out. The day is going to come when we're going to know. He is not going to be able to hide it any longer. Greg writes, so am I bad for choices in businesses that didn't succeed versus one that did well? Greg, this has nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with you. And this prove it business, you can take that and honestly, take it down to Walmart and you can probably, with your prove it business, you can probably get, I don't know, that maybe they sell haircuts there. You can get a haircut. I mean, really, the man is broke. He's got nothing. Prove it. Everything I've ever said about him has been right. All I have to do is say he's lying. I'm right. I say he's lying. It turns out he's lying. I'm telling you he's broke. He's broke. He's been in and out of bankruptcy 4, 5, 6 times. Now, that doesn't make you broke. The problem is that everything he touches dies. You know, there's a book with that name, and it's correct. Everything he touches dies. The Republican Party is dead. He has killed the Republican Party. It no longer exists. There is a cult out here that they call the Republican Party. And by the way, I got a phone call, so I'm going to get rid of it. And then I'm going to set it up so I can take the call. Okay, so we'll do that. And so we'll work that out too. So I can get a phone call here, but only after I do this and that, and then here, and now it's going to work. Call back and I'll take it. But I'm just telling you, Greg, forget proving it. You'll know when he's dead or in jail, wherever he is, wherever it's at, you will know what I'm telling you is true. This man has nothing. Nothing. Pretty amazing, actually. Okay, let's make sure this works. Here you go. Are you on the air with me? Nope. Not at all. Try again. Call me back. Okay. So did I do something wrong that you know about, Joe? Okay, I connected to Rodecaster. Okay, we'll try it again. Are you there? Not there. Just wait a couple minutes before you call back. Okay, so we'll try this one more time. See if we can get this to work. Bluetooth. Rodecaster. Okay, it's connecting now. Okay. Well, you call back and we'll see if we can do that. And as far as you're concerned, Greg, I'm just saying this. Yeah, Trump's broke. And you don't like the ones running this country? They're going to do so much for you. You're not going to believe it. It's going to be a wonderful life. You ever see that movie? That's your move. That's your life. That's how you're going to be when Kamala is president of the United States. Okay, but while we're waiting for our phone call, I'm going to sell some things. And I say sell, but honestly, everything I have on here sells itself. And let's start with Wendy's, because Wendy's has got food that is incredible. It is the best. 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road in Chesterfield Valley. They've got wings. They've got smoked meat. They've got hamburgers, cheeseburgers, patty melts with great onions. It's the best. I love it. They've got salads. They've got pizza. Great pizza. You know, pizza's good stuff. Okay. And they've got baby back ribs with onion rings that I love. And all of that put together is the great food at Wendy's. Put together by Ben and his wife, probably more his wife, but that's okay. And I'll tell you right now, it's a great environment to eat in. All the friendly people, the drinks are terrific. I love the iced tea. It's the best. And that's Wendy's in Chesterfield Valley. And then, of course, you can go right down the road to Defiance, and there it is, Wendy's Roadhouse. Same great food, same great people, outstanding dinner, you name it, Wendy's. Now, if you're looking for jewelry, the jewelry will sell itself to you at 4506 Hampton. That is Jewels on Hampton. Jewels on Hampton has cases and cases filled with jewelry. Al and his son, AJ, they acquire the best merchandise. They sell it. Great prices. They'll buy from you at prices that you'll appreciate. They do jewelry and coins. They design jewelry. They're very good. Honest people, you'll enjoy Jewels on Hampton. And don't forget, they will fix your watch. Jewels on Hampton, 4506 Hampton. Down the road, the St. Louis Suit Company, and the clothing there is very, very excellent. That's the corner of Forsyth and Central in Clayton. And they've got suits. They've got shoes. They've got shirts. They've got ties. Come on. $5 for a silk tie with beautiful design. Absolutely the best. Great clothing. And if you're looking to get married, they've got wedding attire, and they're real professionals. They know what they're doing. They'll put it all together for you, and you'll love it at the St. Louis Suit Company. And finally, overcoats. I mean, you got to have an overcoat if it's ice cold outside. I mean, I'd love to have 100 degrees all year long, but that's not where we live. So all that bad weather is coming, and when it gets here, you need an overcoat from the St. Louis Suit Company in Clayton. They've been there for 30 years. They're really good. Okay. Here's something that Greg said. And if you don't understand this, Greg, I just don't even know what to tell you. And by the way, we will take your phone calls at 314-471-1968. That's definite. Now it's working. So, Greg, please. Yeah, exactly, Michael. Michael says you enjoyed COVID. At least you lived. But look, here's my point. When people say my life was better under Trump, here's a very good answer. You think Trump affected everything that happened in your life? Are you kidding me? I'm better off now than I was during Trump. And during Trump, I was better off than I was under Obama. And under Obama, I was better off than I was under Clinton. But they didn't do it. I just kept getting better. Has nothing to do with Donald Trump. And what makes you think it had anything to do with Donald Trump? What did Donald Trump do for you? Now, if you're saying it's the stock market, well, first of all, that's not Trump. Secondly, Joe Biden has put you at a higher level for your diversified 401k, if you've got one. And so you're better off with Trump, I mean, with Biden. And here's the thing. What else did Trump do for you? I mean, if you had a wife that had a child, Trump could have killed your wife. Killing women right now all the time. I mean, there are millions out here who are not doing better or didn't do better under Trump. Okay, let's see. Same with what you say Trump has done wrong. I was better versus Biden. And Greg, I'm going to blame you for it. That's all. I mean, if you tell me you did better under Trump than you're doing today, then I'm going to say that you shouldn't have wrecked your life because Trump didn't help you. Interest rates were lower. Are you kidding me? That's affecting your life? No. I mean, you could have bought interest rate futures and made a fortune off of Joe Biden. And by the way, I know that you're capable of that. You know about these kinds of investments. So I'm saying, why did you allow this to happen? Why didn't you hedge against those interest rates? And as far as gas, have you noticed how gas is dropping right now? It's plummeting every day. Here in St. Louis, it just fell below $3. So, no, I don't buy what you're saying at all. It's illogical. It's probably not even true. And if it is true, it's because of you, Greg. You shouldn't have wrecked your life. Don't blame Joe Biden. Really, if you're doing poorly, blame Greg, not Joe Biden. Gas was below $2 only when COVID destroyed demand for oil. Okay, there you go. You're on the air now.
Okay.
So was your life better under Trump?
I don't think so, but I mean, there's nothing I could point to say it was better. But of course, I agree with you that, you know, we make our own circumstances in life, basically. It's not because of Trump.
Well, that's why I asked, because if whatever you were going to say, I was going to explain to you that if your life is worse, you wrecked it. And I know I know you well enough to know you could have wrecked it. Go ahead.
Yeah. My life is definitely better now.
Is it? Did Joe Biden come to your house and fix it for you?
No.
Well,
I'm older. My health isn't as good. And so I guess in those ways I could blame Biden.
Well, I would.
Because he's the president right now.
That's it.
Right. But let's ask Greg what he thinks about the fact that once Trump almost stopped us from doing what we normally do every 4 years, which is to transfer power to the next person that won the election. And what does he think about that? And, you know, what actually happened that day?
Well, he probably likes it. And the reason he probably likes it is because under Trump, he was doing better. And so he probably figured that if Trump could stay in, even though he lost, that it would be better for him. Look, it's a crazy conversation, because if you're blaming a president or attributing a president to your success, that's lunacy. Unless the guy comes to your house and maybe does some work for you.
Does the laundry, brings you some bags of money.
Mows the lawn.
Here's some bags of money for you.
There you are. Hey, I never thought about it, but it's possible that Trump for 4 years mowed Greg's lawn.
That's possible, and he doesn't want to bring it up because he doesn't want anyone else to know about what Trump could do for Greg, because then everyone will want
to. And Greg doesn't like my assumptions, but that's okay. Mark, what makes you think, this is DRC, what makes you think that Kamala is going to improve anything when they've had 3.5 years? Well, in the 3.5 years, DRC, they've improved lots of things.
And she wasn't president.
No, but forget that.
It wasn't her job.
No. But Biden did. Biden did, but
well,
look.
Biden's not running for president. Kamala is.
But Kamala's going to maintain the Biden policies.
No, she may have her own policies and do her own thing. I mean, okay.
Well, you don't even know what you're talking about, so that's all right. Go ahead.
You think that she's just going to be another Biden. That's it. Put her in and she'll be Biden. You're not giving her very much credit.
No, I am giving her a lot of credit. Because Joe Biden was another Obama.
No, I don't think so. But in a way, I guess.
Yeah. Anyway, here's the deal. In 5 days.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be, that'll be cool. I guarantee you that Kamala will blow Donald Trump off the stage. Well, he will not even know what to do or what to say. She is going to turn around when he gets behind her, and she's going to say, "Get out of there." She's going to say, "What do you think you're even doing there?" Well, no, that's what he did to Hillary, and she didn't know what to do.
That didn't go too well.
Well, no, it didn't go well, but she won the debate. Everyone knows that Biden is sitting on a beach filling up his... Oh, come on. Everyone knows Biden is sitting on a beach. Yeah.
Yeah.
Biden's out campaigning for Kamala and doing an excellent job. Excellent job. Mm. I mean, did you hear him the other day? In fact, I have never heard him in the last 2 years speak so clearly.
I was cringing here and there when he was talking, but that's why he's not going to, that's why he wasn't running for president anymore.
Yeah.
Because he can't really talk too well, let alone.
No, he can't. DRC wants to know how many debates are coming up. Well, probably one for president, one for vice president. And I'll tell you this, I wouldn't want to be J.D. Vance, who, by the way, you'll remember just a few days ago was booed by the union members. Booed. They booed him relentlessly. Hmm. He's done, and we all know it. Oh, who's done? Biden? Well, he's almost done. I mean, he's 82 years old. You get old enough, you're done.
And very soon he won't be president anymore.
Very soon. Won't be done. Yeah. But I'll say this. Yeah. He did one thing that is right in front of our faces. He protected NATO, and actually more than that, he grew NATO. Well, he strengthened it. He grew it.
Trump wants to get rid of NATO.
Yeah.
He doesn't want us to be connected to them, to NATO.
Yeah. DRC says that Vance was booed only on one comment. And you know what? That is true, DRC. You're right. Now, I want to give credit for that one. Are you ready? You know what he got booed for?
No, what?
He said, "I'm J.D. Vance." That's it. Then they booed him. One thing. No, that was it.
He's gonna say what he got booed for.
No one's throwing Joe Biden under the bus. Not I. I mean, Joe Biden is phenomenal.
Right.
You know, you ever hear this? "Thank you, Joe." That's what they're saying.
Why do you think they're saying that?
Well, they're saying it because the guy did
a great job.
Not only did he do a great job, but the scholars are calling him the 14th best president in the history of the United States. And if you think 14 isn't good, how would you like to be the worst? Because that's Donald. He's in the worst. Yeah. Wait. And I love DRC. You know, this is my favorite thing, the parallel universe. That is correct. Donald Trump is Biff. Biff. And pretty soon, before this is over, he will be waxing cars. No, that's true. So no problem. Biden is worse than Carter. Carter was not only a good president, but he turned out to be the greatest ex-president in the history of the United States, helping people, building houses. I mean, he's done everything. The guy is phenomenal. And now, at 100 years old, he's saying that the only thing he wants in his life is to live long enough to vote against Trump. That's all he wants. Good guy. Good president. And by the way, you can take that dog to the pound.
That's where I got him.
Yeah, well, take him back.
He's a good dog.
Yeah, right. What else you got to say?
I got to say.
Yeah, so you called with nothing to say. Very good. Good work. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Call your brother. Is that
okay.
it? Is that I guess that's it.
Yeah, that is it. Okay. Anything I had to say, I forgot.
Yeah, exactly. Good point. Okay. So, yeah, Biff, I'm telling you, this is the whole show tonight. Keep this in mind. Biff will be waxing cars before this is over. No, DRC, I don't hate animals. I just hate that animal that my brother's got, you know. So you forgot the internet rates skyrocketing under Carter. No, you mean the interest rates. And by the way, what do you think Carter had to do with that? Really? What do you think that Carter had to do with raising interest rates? He didn't cause any inflation. The United States was in an inflationary period all through the 70s and 80s. It was not Jimmy Carter. And the person who brought those rates down was, of course, Paul Volcker. And from that point forward, we had a 40-year decline in interest rates. And I promise you, I know all about this. I mean, in this, I am beyond an expert. And I can tell you that as those interest rates went down, everybody I knew who was an expert also said, interest rates are going to, they're going to rock it up. It's going to come anytime. We're almost there. The dollar's going to collapse. None of that was true. Never happened. We had a small spike recently to 9%, and we're already back down under 3%. So what are you talking about? All this wringing your hands business, all this crying, all this blaming. Joe Biden didn't do a thing except for good. He put the country back together again after Humpty Dumpty fell off that wall at the end of 2020. I mean, he destroyed everything he touched. The only good news was he didn't touch everything in America. But what he did touch, he wrecked. And Joe Biden put it back together again, and I knew that somebody would do it, and Joe Biden did it, and he did a great job. And he certainly strengthened NATO. You got Sweden, and you got Finland in NATO. Powerful armies right at Russia's door. And, of course, don't forget, this is the silliest thing I ever heard, and I intentionally didn't get into this earlier, but I'll mention it for 1 minute that I've got left. And that is Vladimir Putin running around saying that he supports Kamala Harris. That is so funny. Because you know, if anything, he's saying it because he thinks it might hurt her. But it's just ridiculous. He supports Kamala Harris. Right. And then the other thing is, somebody else will say, well, of course, Kamala's a communist. Well, okay, her father was something who she hasn't seen in about 30 years or something. I mean, listen, all I can say is this. If you think, and I'm not just talking about Greg, if you think that you are doing worse today because of Joe Biden, I'm going to tell you right now, you're doing worse because of you. Joe Biden has nothing to do with your life. He hasn't been to your house. I know it. Okay. So here are three companies that can help you big time. Wendy's will get you dinner. The St. Louis Suit Company will get you great men's clothing. And if you're looking for jewelry, 4506 Hampton, that's Jewels on Hampton. They will take care of you. And I'll be back tomorrow. I'm Mark Kaysen. This is Showdown. Good night.